Nolte, Nevada's Democrat governor punishes casino for holding worship service. By John Nolte on August 11, 2020. A group called Evangelicals for Trump skirted Nevada's fascist anti-Christian laws by holding a worship service in a casino. And now Nevada's Democrat governor, the anti-science and bigoted Steve Sisolak, has not only publicly lashed out at the peaceful Christian gathering. The casino's been punished with a $250 fine. So get this. And tell me Nevada's Democrats and U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts, who sided with Nevada's Democrats, are not anti-Christian bigots. In the Democrat-run state of Nevada, coronavirus social distancing rules allow for indoor casinos and amusement parks to operate at 50% capacity. So, no matter how many people this represents, as long as the indoor casino or amusement park does not operate over 50% capacity, they are in compliance with the law. Churches, however, regardless of their size, are limited to only 50 worshipers. In other words, if you have a megachurch the size of Caesar's Palace, the gambling joint is allowed to operate at 50% capacity while the megachurch is still restricted to only 50 worshipers. This is not only absurd, it is, without question, anti-Christian bigotry as well as a politically motivated move to upset the organizing structure within a church community that largely supports President Trump. Here's the rundown. On Thursday, 5 months after Nevada's bigots all but closed the state's churches, Evangelicals for Trump figured out that if the law allows casinos to operate at 50% capacity no matter how many people that adds up to, the answer is to move the worship service to a casino. This is what you call a two-fair. 1. You can worship God while at the same time too. You can point out the absurdity and bigotry of the law. So that's exactly what they did. Naturally, Sisolak was furious. But if you read his Twitter meltdown, nowhere does he accuse the casino of violating social distancing regulations, which allow casinos to operate at 50% capacity. Instead, he claims he's dismayed that the campaign and business defied the state of Nevada emergency directive which limits public gatherings to 50 people or fewer. Except, no one in this instance defied that directive because that directive applies to houses of worship, not casinos. And nowhere does Governor Bigot claim the worship service put the casino over 50% capacity, so therefore no laws were broken. Nevertheless, the casino was still fined $250 by the fascist state. Local media reports that the gathering was said to be in violation of Governor Sisolak's Directive 021, Section 10, which reads, "The Nevada general public shall not gather in groups of more than 50 in any indoor or outdoor area subject to the limitations of this section, whether publicly owned or privately owned where the public has access by right or invitation, express or implied, whether by payment of money or not. Except, people are allowed to gather indoors in groups of more than 50 if they are gathered at a casino and the casino is not operating at more than 50% capacity." There is nothing here, including statements by the governor, that explains how the Evangelicals for Trump event in any way violated the law. Unless, of course, exposing the law and the governor as bigots is a violation of the law. Unless, of course, following the law in a way that exposes the absurdity of the law is not against the law. Unless, of course, if it is legal for gamblers to gather at a casino but illegal for Christians. And that's exactly what it is. Democrats and their Supreme Court allies have legalized second-class citizen status for Christians and Trump supporters. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.